morning, and thank you for joining me today on Soul. If you're new here, Soul is a very short and sweet podcast meant to be food for thought, for lack of a better word. It's for the busy individual who, like me, may be working a 9-to-5 and doesn't have time to dedicate a full hour or so to a podcast. In just a few minutes, 10 minutes or less, we discuss things of the mind, body, and soul that can make you think and help you become your best self to live your best life. Why? Because you deserve it. Life is too short to not be living your favorite and absolute bestest life. Feel free to follow me on Instagram as well, at mindbodysoul by M, M for magic. I'd love to connect and grow together. Today's theme is inspired by Dr. Claudia Thompson, who algorithmically showed up on my feed and spoke about something that made me realize how important it is for all of us to think in this way. You are meant to do what you love. You are meant to do what makes you happy. And you are meant to intentionally integrate joy in your everyday. It sounds like the absolute simplest thing in the world, but if you think about it, it's so simple that we tend to forget about it. So how do we action this in different parts of our lives? While life is mainly relationships, or as students, young adults, and adults everywhere, it's usually divided between your work or studies, your friends, family, intimate relationships, or partners, and your relationship to yourself, to your mind, body, and soul. Now let's think of the worst case for a second. You're working a job you don't love, living a lifestyle you're not a fan of, that could include, for example, lots of drinking, something that you wouldn't want to do, being with superficial people that don't bring out the best in you, being distant from friends or distant from family and not nurturing your mind, body, or soul in the way that is best for you. This could also mean you're overdoing it at the gym with some steroid or that you're starving yourself because you want your quote-unquote dream body. Ouch. What a very heavy scenario. Now, it's important to be realistic and realize that working a job that you love is a blessing. Sometimes you are going to be in a situation where you don't love your job, but you're making a lot of money, and that might be a higher priority for you in order to live a lifestyle that will sustain you and your loved ones. But what we really need to do is make sure that we are integrating and following joy in everything that we do. Work, relationships, and the self. All three of those aspects, we must at all costs do things that make us happy. One thing that is helpful is creating a balance. If you had a hard day at work that makes you feel bad about your work or studies, balance it out with love and joy elsewhere. Be with friends or with your partner, take a bath, go to a dance class, or do something that will allow you to follow joy and still be able to feed your soul and make sure that it's nurtured at the end of the day. Work, relationships, and the self, or the soul. Think about what you love, what makes you happy, and what allows you to add joy to your life. One step further, write it down. I spent all morning today writing down what makes me happy to make sure that even if I have a bad workout, I can still buy myself flowers on the way home or get myself an ice cream. This morning, I actually had a bad day. Someone was supposed to come over and fix something, and they were so late that I ended up missing going to the museum with a friend of mine who's visiting from out of town. And then I had to go to return something, only to get there and find out, well, it's actually too late for me to return it. So on the way home, I got myself some ice cream. Find your joy. And make sure that you can integrate it in different aspects. Remember that just because one thing is not going right, or if short term you do have to do something that you don't necessarily love, it doesn't have to take over your entire life. Remember that life is too short to not be doing what you love. Again, balance. But really, it's such a simple thought, but I really hope that you hold on to this and you make sure that you're following joy, you're doing things joyfully, happily, you're able to actually integrate love and joy in your life. Super cheesy, but you know how I am. Thank you for your time today and have a great rest of the week. Remember that as always, it is step by step, day by day, that we will build up our mind, body, and our soul. Thanks and see you next week on Soul.